Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for tuning in this weekend to Let's Talk Portland, Odyssey Portland's weekly public affairs program. I'm Gary Bloxham. On the show this time, I'd like to welcome Alicia Sullivan. Alicia is the executive director of the Willamette Light Brigade, which is putting on a very cool event in just a very short amount of time called the Portland Winter Light Festival. Hi, Alicia. Welcome to Let's Talk Portland.
Hi. Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So the Portland Winter Light Festival, really cool events coming up. When are the dates for that?
Okay. So we open on February 6th. And the festival runs from the 6th through the 14th of February with major events concentrated on the 6th and 7th and the 13th and 14th.
Cool. So maybe before we get into the details of the Light Festival, let's talk about the Willamette Light Brigade. What is that?
Yeah, so the Willamette Light Brigade is a nonprofit that has been around for nearly 40 years now. We started, I didn't start it, but many years ago, it was founded with a mission to light Portland's bridges. Many of the bridges are completely dark, or were, especially at that time in the 80s. And the idea is to kind of enhance the nighttime identity of Portland, connect the east and west sides of the river, and pay homage to the iconic landmarks of the bridges. So 11 years ago now, the group worked with a number of artists in the community and kind of plucked this idea of the Portland Winter Light Festival out of the zeitgeist and founded the festival as an expansion of the mission.
When you say light the bridges of Portland, you don't mean the street lights above it. You mean the lighting below down closer to the water, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So we currently run the color lights that you see on the Morrison Bridge, and the lights... And the group has advocated over the years for a number of lights on bridges, the Selwood lights, for example, and other decorative architectural lighting.
Cool. Yeah, the other day, the Morrison Bridge was like a full-on disco going across the bottom. It looked really fantastic. The lights were kind of streaming back and forth, and woo, it was great.
I love that.
So what dictates how you light the Morrison Bridge?
Well, people can apply, actually. They can go to lightthebridges.org, and they can apply to put their own colors on the Morrison Bridge. People celebrate various causes, events, even birthdays and anniversaries sometimes. Lots of movements, national movements will light the bridges for various causes that they want to raise awareness of, and other local causes as well.
Okay. And besides lighting the bridges downtown, what else does the Willamette Light Brigade do?
That's mostly what we do. We advocate for the nighttime identity of our city. We do that through the programming of the Light Festival. And then we are working on an expanded vision and plan. We're building a plan right now to light multiple bridges. And we're working to put that together and create kind of an artistic-led vision that will, you know, kind of celebrate the history of each bridge, but consider the lighting of all the bridges as a cohesive whole rather than kind of one-offs. So that's our work, and it's all about connection, identity. It's about bringing people together to play in the evening hours, and using light as art.
That is so important because it's awfully dark this time of year for many, many hours.
Yes.
So all the more light and festivity we can get, we'll take it for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's talk about the Portland Winter Light Festival. It's coming up starting February 6th through the 14th. Tell me about
that. That's correct. It is coming right up. It is going to be a huge celebration. It's our 11th year. Oh, wow. We have a lot of fun things planned. Over 200 art installations will be available for free to the public to enjoy and explore. Lots of live events. Really, really fun stuff.
Where does most of the festival take place?
The events will take place at Pioneer Square, the World Trade Center, the electric blocks in Southeast on 2nd and Clay, and then Waterfront Park and Director Park. There's a lot of art.
Very cool. And you said how many artists are doing this?
We have over 200 art installations planned.
Wow.
And that'll be the work of hundreds, probably 400 or 500 artists. Many, many pieces are made by teams.
And you said that this, the people come from all over the world to do this, to take part.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct. We have a combination of artists, and many of them are regional or local. We also have school groups who do artwork, or youth who are doing artwork. Those folks are paired near international artists sometimes. So that's a really unique thing that we do with this Light Festival, is that we give opportunities to people to show for the first time. And then we also showcase work that's internationally recognized and known and seen at other festivals throughout the world.
And the Portland Winter Light Festival, it's a family-friendly event, right?
That's correct. It is a family-friendly event. All ages, everyone is welcome to come and experience artwork like this. There's no barrier to entry. There's no ticket fee. People can just come and explore and enjoy.
Do you have a theme for this year's festival?
We do. The theme this year is all the little things. So it's really thinking about how the small things, gestures, can contribute to the larger whole, how small things work together to make something larger than themselves.
Wow, that sounds pretty cool. Kind of deep, man.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's a good metaphor for where we are in Portland right now and the way that our community can kind of support each other.
And there's a whole bunch of events kind of surrounding the Light Festival too. Talk about some of those, like the bike ride and the silent disco.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have multiple live events, and really the meat of this is participation, is people kind of coming out, dressing up. We have our illuminated bike ride. We have our silent disco. That's a fun-loving silent disco that's always at Electric Blocks. Our little luminaries procession, many, many ways for people to show up. There's performances as well. We're collaborating this year with the Blues Festival, with the Portland Opera, with the Symphony. So lots and lots of ways to engage and free art and performance to enjoy.
Yeah, it's going to be so cool. It's cool every year. You said this is the 11th year this has been happening. Give me some of the history of it.
So the history is that a group of artists and volunteers, a little over 12 years ago or so, had this idea. They wanted to bring some of the energy of the light festivals that you see in Europe out to Portland. There's lots of historic light festivals in Europe that are incredible. And we wanted to bring a little bit of that energy here. Folks from the Willamette Light Brigade board and then artists in the community came together, produced the first event, which was really just an experiment on the OMSI grounds. And it has grown into what it is today. And it's still an experiment. It's just really a question mark. Like, what can we do? What if we transform our city streets and familiar places using art and kind of change people's perspective and change people's perceptions of these spaces using art and lighting.
What are some of the cool light installations from years past? What do you remember?
Oh, well, last year we had the dragon at Waterfront Park, and that was incredible. We had a big projection at Pioneer Courthouse Square as well. We always have a big projection at the Electra Blocks in Inner Southeast, and that one's really stellar. So we've had many, many pieces over the years. Like, it's so hard to count. Performances, a group from Echo Theater called the Bud Eyes, some young teen dancers created this really creative performance where they kind of jump around. They look like little frogs. They're a crowd favorite. There's so many.
And what are you looking forward to this year?
Oh, well, this year we have three pieces that are going to be on the waterfront. Those three pieces are one's from a local artist, one's from a artist in the Bay Area, and then another one is an international group from Canada. And those guys are going to be putting work out at the waterfront. It's going to be really incredible. So I'm very excited about that. And there's going to be some really great work at Pioneer Courthouse Square. There's going to be our Nautilus piece at Director Park. That's a really strong piece. We had that at the waterfront 1 year. Yeah, so lots of things.
Yeah.
And sorry if there's some background noise here. I had to move.
That's okay. You're a busy woman.
Sorry about that.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland. More coming up in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson. On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Let's Talk Portland, and we're talking today with Alicia Sullivan, Executive Director of the Willamette Light Brigade, who is putting on the Portland Winter Light Festival coming up starting, what's the date again?
We open on February 6th.
Excellent. And it goes for about a week, 2 weeks?
That's right. It's mostly around two weekends, but there's a lot of programming midweek as well this year.
I want you to talk a little bit about how important this is to the downtown Portland area and just about being in downtown Portland.
Yeah. So, you know, in after we produced our festival in 2020, right before COVID came. So we had great timing. We're very lucky on that. But that event was really crowded, and it was clear that we needed to sort of move from the east side into a space that could accommodate more people. So we made the strategic choice to move downtown to, you know, connect with more businesses, to have more access to space. And that was a really interesting thing. And over time, we have really evolved into having a major impact on foot traffic during the slowest time of year. We do hear from small businesses that, you know, are the kind of places that are open in the evening, that they love having the festival. People come in, the restaurants are full. And I think most meaningfully, it's just incredible to see our downtown full of smiling families, full of people walking on the streets and enjoying our space. So it's really meaningful. Last year, we had 38 art installations in empty retail spaces. So we're working with building owners to get access to these spaces, to put up art, and to fill these spaces with something that's creative. And so I think it's really important for us to explore our city. We're really interested not only in having people come down, attend the event, turn around and go home. We want people to like move around. We want people to walk around, to explore Portland, to see it through new eyes, to pop into restaurants and places they haven't been in a while. And just to kind of build positive memories downtown at this time.
Yeah. Can you talk about some of the economic impact that the festival has on downtown Portland?
Yeah, last year we had attendance count of around 250,000, and that's all in. That's if you come every day, you're totally counted every day. And includes everyone, including kids and whatnot. But that leads to around $9 million in economic impact, estimated economic impact on the downtown area and the spaces where the festival takes place. That's a significant amount of people coming out and, you know, getting dinner at a food cart, paying for parking for part of the time anyway. Those kind of things really do have a major impact on the health of our city, especially during the slowest time of year. And one of our missions with the festival has always been to invigorate Portland in the winter, even pre this moment, right? It was always about that because this is the slowest, darkest time of year. And the other thing is that we need each other at that time.
That's beautiful. And you say you kind of modeled this after some light festivals that happened, that still happen all over Europe. Why do you suppose those all got started? Is it for what the reasons you're talking about? Because it is so dark in the wintertime?
I think so. Yeah. A lot of the festivals that are similar to us, we're pretty unique in some ways because we are this like artist and community led festival. We receive support from, some sponsorship and stuff from local government, but we were started by artists and are continually led by artists and showing the work of local artists. But many of those festivals in Europe and in other places in the U.S. are started as strategic initiatives that are meant to boost foot traffic intentionally and economic stimulation and activity during a slow season. They're often started by cities, municipalities, or art councils with those intents. So we're a little unique in that we are this kind of artist-led thing, but many festivals have that strategic initiative that is what our output is as well.
The Portland Winter Light Festival is definitely a family-friendly event. So talk some more about what families can expect. What can kids be looking forward to?
Oh man, it's so much fun. A lot of the artwork is hands-on in some ways. Much of the artwork it's almost all kind of tech-based work, using computers and sensors and LED light technologies and things like that. Lots of things to explore. There's a lot of science behind the artwork on display, so I'd say that's one thing to definitely keep an eye out for. At most of our anchor sites, the artists are present as well. And so people can ask questions really firsthand have a true experience of art. Much of the work is immersive or interactive. You can go in it, you can touch it. It's really open and friendly in that way.
And while most of the festival is family friendly, there is a part that is for adults only, and that's the Glow Bar, right?
That's so, right. Yeah, and actually, that's all ages from 6 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
But then the bar part stays open until midnight. That is our pop up art bar. It is on First and Columbia, and it is so much fun. I have to say, it is just delightful. It is this empty space that is transformed into an awesome little pop-up bar. There will be food carts that you can choose from. There's a lot of art in there. There's some really incredible LED furniture. There are large projections. Absolutely, we'll have DJs and dancing. So, and specialty cocktails and mocktails that are gorgeous. So lots and lots of fun to be had in this indoor space.
And when is the Glow Bar open? Which nights?
The Glow Bar will be open on the 6th and 7th. There will also be events there on the following weekend, of course. And then we have some extra days open on on the 11th and 12th. So lots of nights to explore, and that's all available on our website.
Oh, that's great. Oh, what's the website?
Our website is pdxwlf.com.
Cool.
Yep. And our map and program, like our whole entire artist listing, is all live right now. So people can start planning their itineraries. We've got great hotel partners if folks want to have a little staycation and come downtown and spend the night. I can't think of a better date night for Valentine's Day.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
We're talking today with Alicia Sullivan, Executive Director of the Willamette Light Brigade, putting on the Portland Winter Light Festival coming up very soon. Alicia, you said this is your 11th year doing the Portland Winter Light Festival, right?
That's right.
How long have you been a part of it?
I have been a part of it for 9 years now.
How has lighting changed over those years?
Actually, really significantly. When the festival first started, there is certainly LED technology, but it has evolved dramatically as the event has gone on. You know, more complex color options, more programming options. So it's definitely a a realm that is always evolving and changing. Each year we see new technologies, new sensors, and things that folks are using now. Obviously, like everything is, there's elements of AI sometimes in the work and things like that, that artists are experimenting with and playing with.
Is fire part of the festival?
It is, yes. We always have fire art. Art installations will be at Pioneer Courthouse Square. And then we'll have fire performances on most of the nights as well. We do have a big opening fire show with some live performance on February 6th. And that is a not to miss. Lots of fun.
Talk some more about some of the events that are happening in and around the Portland Light Festival.
Oh, there are so many events. We have participatory events all the time. So the opening show is on the 6th, and that's one not to miss. There's also like nightly performances. There are things to do each night to see. There's going to be the Sounds Truck Northwest. We're collaborating with the Blues Festival on the second weekend. So the 13th and 14th, there will be live music at the World Trade Center, DJs and dancing every night at the Glow Bar. So lots and lots of things to do.
And some of the information that was sent to me before we did this interview are some quotes. And I want to read this quote to you and have you kind of talk more about it. This quote is, this is not just something you watch, it's something you participate in.
I love that. Yes. So it's really, you know, it's the people who make this. It's the artists committing to put their hearts out there and, you know, create an art installation for people to explore and look at. But it's also the people who come out. So we encourage everyone to put some light up, glowy, sparkly things on, dress up if they want, you know, wear your Gore-Tex as well for the weather. It's going to be cold, but put the lights on and come on out.
I remember last year I went to the festival and there was a guy in a white suit that had just a million lights all over his suit. He was just a glowing thing walking down the street. It was so cool.
Yeah, absolutely. And we have merchandise for sale as well that helps support the festival at our main sites, at our official merchandise locations. But it's really, really fun to dress up and kind of be part of it. And then it ends up being that, you know, the people who are there end up sort of making the festival. Like, you become the art.
You say there's lots of people coming from all over the world to participate in this. Where's the farthest they're coming from?
It's mostly a few artists. So we have a number of artists coming from Canada, from Calgary and Toronto. We also have an artist coming from Poland. We have artists coming from Italy. Both of those are projection artists. So people are coming from pretty far afield and then all over the U.S. and then lots and lots of local and regional artists as well.
Yeah, it's such a great thing to be able to promote local art, right?
Yeah, it's a combination, you know, because we want to have opportunities for local artists to show, obviously. But we also want our local artists to be invited to other festivals around the world and to bring artwork from further afield here, too. So we're committed to that mixture and that combination.
So we've got about a minute to go. Let's talk about everything we need to know about the Portland Winter Light Festival. When and where and why and how much?
Well, so the Portland Winter Light Festival is a nonprofit event. It is supported by sponsorships from our business and local communities and individual donations. So that always means a lot to us. You can find out all of the information you can ever desire and more at our website, pdxwlf.com. You can view our full program. We have new maps where you can sort artwork by date, type, location, and all of those things. Or you can just show up downtown and wander. The event dates, the dates will be February 6th through 14th. Most of the live events are on the 6th and 7th. And the 13th and 14th in the evenings. And so that's important to know. Hours are 6 to 10. Don't forget to explore the pop-up artwork throughout Portland and wander, grab some dinner somewhere, and be ready. Dress up, wear your gear, get ready to walk around a lot, and bring your friends.
And it's happening in several places around downtown, but the three main places, tell me those again.
So the three main places downtown are the World Trade Center, Pioneer Courthouse Square. There will be artwork at Director Park and Waterfront Park as well, in a lot of areas in between. And then our Glow Bar is on Southwest First and Columbia.
Excellent. Portland Winter Light Festival is such a cool event. Thanks so much for telling us all about it today.
Thank you for having me, Gary.
We've been talking today with Alicia Sullivan, Executive Director of the Willamette Light Brigade. Thanks again. If you'd like to hear this interview again, just search for Let's Talk Portland on the Odyssey app. Let's Talk Portland is an Odyssey Portland public affairs program.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.